Right, so today we are going deep into some vulnerabilities WordFence has been writing about.
We've got a whole bunch of articles, and they're all about WordPress plugin vulnerabilities.
Oh, okay. So you weren't kidding about a deep dive.
No. These WordFence articles are intense. Like, I'm looking at like five right now, and they're all about different plugins.
Yeah, and these are all recent vulnerabilities that have been discovered. Thousands of websites potentially affected.
Okay, they got my attention. So let's talk about like the basics here. For those of us who are not like, professional cybersecurity experts, what exactly are we talking about here with like these vulnerabilities?
So you know how every website runs on code?
And sometimes there are tiny errors in that code that can have huge consequences. So it's like leaving a side door unlocked might seem insignificant, but it gives the attackers a way in.
So that makes sense.
Privilege escalation, for example.
But
That's when they use that small opening to gain more and more control.
oh gosh.
Eventually, they become the administrator.
So they like level up. Oh gosh.
They work their way up.
So it starts small and then they use that to get to a bigger thing and a bigger thing.
Exactly.
Oh wow.
Remote code execution, that's another one. That's them planting a program that lets them control your entire site remotely.
Oh my gosh.
So you're not in control anymore.
So it's not just about like vandalizing a website or taking an app. It's about like stealing data, hijacking the site, like all kinds of stuff.
These vulnerabilities can lead to some really serious damage.
Okay, this is already making me nervous.
Financial loss, reputational harm, even legal issues in some cases.
It's way beyond like a digital slap on the wrist.
These are serious threats. And the methods attackers use are always evolving too.
Okay, so before I spiral,
Like chuckle.
let's talk about how these vulnerabilities are even discovered. These security researchers are like the Sherlock Holmes of the internet or something, right?
They are in a way. They're like digital detectives. They use all these skills and tools to find these vulnerabilities.
So they're like one step ahead of the people trying to exploit this stuff.
Trying to anticipate their moves.
Find the weak spots before they do.
And how did they do that?
So there's this concept of static and dynamic analysis. You can think of it like examining blueprints versus actually testing the building. Static analysis that's like meticulously combing through the code, looking for potential weak points. Dynamic analysis that's more about interacting with the website, poking and prodding to see where it breaks down.
Oh, interesting. So it's like two different approaches, but with the same goal to find those weaknesses. Okay, I'm starting to see how this works.
And then there's this other key concept they use. It's called the source data flow sync relationship.
Source data flow sync.
It sounds complicated, but it's actually pretty simple. Imagine a river, right?
The source is where the malicious input originates.
So that's like where the pollution starts.
The data flow, that's the path it takes through your website's code. And the sink, that's the vulnerable point where the attacker can take control.
So it's like finding where someone might pollute the river upstream and then figuring out which town downstream is most vulnerable.
They're looking for points in the code where data isn't properly sanitized or validated, making it susceptible to manipulation.
Wow, that's a really good analogy. That makes a lot more sense now.
I'm glad.
So they're looking for those points and they're trying to like break the links before it causes real damage. So it's like a chain reaction, kind of.
It is. It's all connected.
Okay, so now I kind of get how this all works. But these articles that we're looking at today, they go into some really specific examples,
They do.
which I think is really helpful because it's one thing to talk about this stuff abstractly, but it's another to actually see how it plays out
Absolutely.
in real-world scenarios. And one that really stood out to me was the WCFM vulnerability. Is it true that something as simple as changing an email address could compromise an entire site?
It sounds crazy,
It does.
but it's true.
That's wild.
So there's this article. It's called 20,000 WordPress Sites Affected by Privilege Escalation Vulnerability in WCFM WooCommerce Frontend Manager WordPress Plugin.
That's a mouthful.
It is,
Okay.
but it explains how a flaw in their system allowed someone to gain complete administrative access just by changing the email associated with an account.
You're saying just by changing the email address.
Just by changing the email address.
That's insane.
Think about that.
That's
like someone gets hold of your login,
yeah,
changes the email, requests a password reset,
yeah,
and boom, they control everything.
Oh my gosh, that's like giving someone the keys to your house.
Yeah.
Just because they changed the address on a postcard.
Exactly. It's a huge security risk.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
It is.
Okay. Another one I wanted to ask about.
Yeah.
Was that Jupyter X core vulnerability?
Okay.
Because that one just sounds sneaky.
It is sneaky.
Like uploading a malicious file.
Yeah.
Disguised as an image.
It's like hiding a virus.
Like, how do you even...
inside a seemingly harmless file. Yeah.
The damage is done before you even know it's there.
That's scary.
It is a serious problem.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's more common than you might think.
Really?
Yeah. There's an article here. All it's right. called 90,000 WordPress Sites Affected by Arbitrary File Upload and Authentication Bypass Vulnerabilities in Jupyter X Core WordPress Plugin.
Okay. So that one's affecting a lot of sites.
It is.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to a lack of proper file validation.
Okay, so you're saying they're not checking those files closely enough?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
And that allows attackers to upload these malicious files.
Wow, this is making me want to go through all my plugins with a fine-toothed comb.
Oh, light chuckle. And then there was one more.
Yeah.
That we wanted to touch on, which was that WP Job Portal issue.
Right.
And that one's like a whole other level.
It is, because it bypasses the need for any login credentials at all.
So they don't even need a password.
It's like they have a magic key that unlocks everything.
That's terrifying.
It's a major security flaw.
And how does that even happen?
So basically, there's a flaw in the user registration process.
Okay.
And it allows attackers to essentially create rogue admin accounts.
So it's like someone walking into a bank.
Yeah.
And just creating a manager's key card without anyone noticing.
Exactly. They're just bypassing all the security measures.
Wow. Okay. So we've talked about all these scary vulnerabilities.
Kind of.
And I think it's important to now shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about what we can actually do to protect ourselves.
Yes, definitely.
Because it's easy to get overwhelmed by all this.
Right.
But knowledge is power, right? So let's talk solutions.
Let's do it.
Okay. So where do we even begin?
Well, the good news is that a lot of these vulnerabilities can be prevented with some really simple steps.
Oh.
And the first one is so important. I'm going to say it twice.
Okay.
Update, update, update.
All right. All right. You've made your point.
Light chuckle.
But seriously, though, why are updates so crucial?
Okay. So every time a vulnerability is discovered,
yeah,
developers work really hard to release what's called a patch.
Okay.
Which is essentially a fix for that specific issue.
Okay.
By keeping your plugins and themes and WordPress core up to date,
mm-hmm.
you're basically closing those security gaps before the attackers can even find them.
So it's not just about getting like the latest features and stuff.
No.
It's about actually staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you got to stay one step ahead.
Okay. Updates are now officially at the top of my to-do list.
Good.
But what about choosing plugins in the first place?
Right.
Because there are thousands of them out there.
There are. It's overwhelming.
It's like, how do you even choose?
It's like walking through a minefield.
Right.
You never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
But there are some things you can do.
Okay.
Look for plugins from reputable developers.
Okay. So do your research.
Yeah. Check their track record. Read reviews.
Mm-hmm.
See how responsive they are to support requests.
Okay.
A well-maintained plugin is a well-secured plugin.
So think of it like choosing a contractor or something.
Exactly.
You want somebody with a good reputation and a history of doing quality work.
Exactly.
Okay. That's a good way to think about it.
And pay attention to how often a plugin is updated. If a plugin hasn't been touched in like a year, that's a red flag.
Okay.
It might mean that the developer is no longer actively maintaining it.
Oh, so it's basically abandoned?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay. So updates... reputable developers, active maintenance.
You got it.
Got it.
And speaking of security,
yeah,
we should talk about security plugins.
Okay, yeah. Are those actually necessary?
They are.
Or are they just adding another layer of complexity?
I think of it like this.
Okay.
You wouldn't leave your house unlocked.
Right.
Even in a safe neighborhood, would you?
True.
A security plugin is like installing an alarm system on your website.
Okay.
It's an extra layer of protection.
So it's like having a guard dog.
Exactly.
That's always on duty.
24/7.
Okay, I like that.
Word Fence, for example.
Yeah.
They have a web application firewall, malware scanning, brute force attack protection.
Wow.
All sorts of stuff.
So they got you covered.
They do. It's about proactively defending your site.
Okay.
Rather than reacting after something bad has already happened.
Right. Like you don't want to wait till it's too late.
Exactly. You want to be prepared.
Okay. I'm convinced.
Good.
Security plugins are a must.
Yes.
So we've got our updates. Yeah. We're choosing trustworthy plugins. Mm-hmm. We're adding that extra layer of security.
Yes.
What else can we do?
Backups.
Okay.
Backups, backups, backups.
Okay. I'm sensing a theme here.
Light chuckle.
But really, though, why are backups so important?
Think of backups as your safety net.
Okay.
Even with all the security measures in place, something could still go wrong.
So it's like an insurance policy.
It is.
For your website.
You hope you never need it, but you're eternally grateful if you do.
Okay, that makes sense.
And here's a bonus tip.
Okay.
Store your backups offsite.
Okay.
Separate from your web hosting.
Okay, so like don't keep all your eggs in one basket.
Exactly.
Okay.
That way if something happens to your server, your backups are safe.
That's a really good point.
You don't want to lose everything.
Okay, so we've got our updates.
Yes.
Our reputable plugins, yeah. Our security plugin, and our backups.
It's like a security checklist.
It is.
But there's one more thing.
Okay.
And this one's a bit more conceptual.
All right.
It's about developing a security mindset.
A security mindset.
Yeah. We've talked about specific vulnerabilities, but the digital landscape is constantly evolving.
That's true.
New threats emerge all the time.
So you're saying we can't just like check these things off the list and they forget about it.
Exactly. It's an ongoing process.
Good.
It's about staying informed, being aware of the latest trends, and always willing to adapt.
So it's like maintaining your car or something.
Exactly.
You don't wait till it breaks down to take it to the mechanic.
Right. You do regular maintenance to keep it running smoothly.
Okay. So it's all about being proactive.
Exactly.
And it's like staying on top of things.
And that's why these WordFence articles are so valuable.
Yeah.
They're not just technical reports.
Right.
They're opportunities to learn.
Okay.
Understand how these vulnerabilities were discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can apply those lessons to our own websites.
So it's like they're case studies in cybersecurity.
Exactly. And by studying those cases, we can become more aware of the threats and more importantly, how to mitigate them.
So it's about being proactive.
Yes.
Informed. And just staying vigilant.
Exactly. It's a continuous journey.
It is. Okay. I'm feeling a lot more prepared to handle all this WordPress stuff now.
Good.
We covered a lot.
We have.
Like from those scary vulnerabilities to how to protect our websites.
Yeah. It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But I think the most important thing is to really develop that security mindset.
Okay. So how do we do that?
Well, one way to think about it
is
like this. Imagine you're designing a security system for a physical building.
Okay.
You wouldn't just put locks on the front door, would you?
No.
You'd have security cameras, motion detectors, maybe even a moat with sharks.
Maybe not the sharks. But I get what you're saying.
It's about thinking about all the different ways someone might try to break in.
Yeah.
And then designing a system that can handle all of that.
So it's like layers of security.
Exactly. Layers of security.
And how does that apply to like websites and stuff?
Well, for example, we talked about file uploads and validation, right?
Right.
But what if instead of just relying on validation, you stored those uploads somewhere else?
Okay.
Like outside of your web root directory.
And why would we do that?
So that even if an attacker managed to upload something malicious, they wouldn't be able to access it.
Oh.
From the web.
So it's like having a separate vault.
Exactly. A secure vault.
For your most important stuff.
Precisely.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's all about creating those layers and minimizing the damage if something does happen.
Right. Because you can't always prevent something bad from happening.
Exactly. But you can control how much damage it does.
That's a good point.
And this applies to so many things when it comes to website security.
Yeah.
It's about anticipating what an attacker might do.
Yeah.
And then making it as difficult as possible for them.
So we have to think like them.
In a way, yes.
But like the good guy version.
Exactly.
We're the good guys here.
Right. So we're using these skills for good.
Always.
Okay, good.
We're the cybersecurity hero.
I chuckle. Ah. So it's about being proactive, being vigilant, and never underestimating the importance of security.
And these WordFence articles, they've been really helpful.
They're a great resource.
Because it's one thing to like read about this stuff in the abstract.
Right.
But it's another thing to see how it actually plays out.
Absolutely. Yeah. In real world scenarios.
And these articles give you that insight.
They do.
They show you what the attackers are doing.
Yeah.
How they're doing it.
Right. Like what their thought process is.
Exactly.
So it's not just about like scaring people.
No, not at all.
It's about actually educating them.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
It is.
And when you understand the threats, you're better equipped to deal with them.
So it's like they're giving us the tools to protect ourselves.
That's a great way to put it.
So we have to be proactive.
Yes.
Stay informed and just be aware of what's going on.
It's an ongoing process.
It is.
But it's so important.
It is.
For the health of your website.
Okay, well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
I hope so. And hopefully some peace of mind knowing that they can protect their websites.
Absolutely.
From these threats.
There are solutions out there.
There are.
You just have to be proactive.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
And for sharing your expertise with us.
Anytime.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you learned something new and that you're feeling empowered to take control of your website security.
Stay safe out there.
Until next time. Stay curious, stay vigilant, and stay secure.